Ensuring Maternal Health as a Target in the Post-2015 Human Development Agenda. There is, rightly so, a global emphasis on universal health coverage that is likely to underscore the new development agenda. In this context, the universal access to and coverage of maternal and sexual and reproductive health services should be given due attention, and there have to be specific imperatives to ensure this goal is met. In trying to deliberate on the steps to be taken to ensure that poverty, food security and maternal health will continue to be given attention to the Sustainable Development Goals after 2015, the thought processes should focus on three main issues. 1. What represents a suitable goal for human development, which will have to be a broad goal? 2. Where is health in this broad goal, and how should it be positioned so as it remains a priority? And 3. How can maternal health be positioned within this wider framework? In doing this, the main response is for all parties, development partners, national government, and civil society to advance the cause and carry out advocacy. The arguments for maintaining maternal health in the post-2015 agenda will be centered not only on the role of maternal health and food security in reducing poverty as much as poverty reduction will improve maternal health and food security. It should also highlight the importance of addressing the unmet agenda, the fact that MDG 5 is the MDG that had made least progress. Unnecessary death of women from pregnancy and childbirth is unacceptable and unjust, when we have page 23, the means to save them. The post-2015 goals should therefore focus on the will and stronger commitment to see maternal health through the human rights lens. Overall, it can be noted that many responses have been and are being put in place, and what is needed at this stage is for the stakeholders to vertical line consolidate the successes achieved and document best practices. Vertical line strengthen demand side financing schemes to reduce financial barriers. Vertical line support enactment of laws. Vertical line identify newer approaches for specific problems, better quality of service, better information systems to generate reliable information on maternal health and maternal mortality, especially to encourage national civil registration, disaggregate data and vertical line suggest innovative approaches to solve long-standing persistent problems, how best to reduce the negative features and consequences of patriarchy, to reduce child marriage in South Asia. In doing these, political commitment is needed, especially when it involves the enactment of new legislations and formulation of national policies. In addition, research will be needed to generate evidence for action, and equally important for existing and available evidence to be used optimally.